I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
What have you seen from Washington State on film? What's your evaluation?
They're a really good defense. You know, they have a good defensive coordinator. You know, I feel like, just watch a film. He definitely, you know, he make in-game changes. You know, he's definitely a smart guy, you know. But, we just got to focus on what we can control, you know. And, you know, on our side, we know Coach Grubb is a great offensive coordinator. And we know what we expect out of Coach Grubb, and we know what we're gonna get out of him. So we're gonna make sure that we just execute whenever he calls the plays, and we know that he's gonna get us in position to win the game.
I know you have one regular season game left, but how would you summarize your season up to this point?
Mine?
Yeah.
For me, I feel like it was a lot of great things that was done, you know, but nothing was ever perfect, you know, but. You know, as far as my season, you know, my season wouldn't be possible, you know, without this team, you know. So I really don't really talk about just myself in general, you know. It's always about this team, you know, because team success would definitely put light on individual success, you know. So if we're not successful as a team, you know, no individuals are going to get that light or that people looking at them like, oh, he's a successful player, you know. So, you know, as long as this team is doing good, you know, I'm happy, and I'm just going to continue to just do my part and to help this team win football games.
The numbers you put up are worthy of, recognition, you know, nationwide for what you've done this year. Does the fact that you're having the level of team success, I guess, give you more appreciation or value for those numbers that you have been able to accomplish this year?
Yeah, for sure. And the way we look at it is like, you know, at the end of the day, it don't matter what you do as an individual. Like, if your team isn't winning, you know, it's no good, you know. And I think about, you know, everybody in college, you know, we're all playing for the next level, you know. We're playing with our teams, trying to help our teams win football games. But at the next level, you know, especially at the quarterback position, you know, those guys want to see winners. You know, if you're not a winner, you know, it don't matter what your individual stats are, really. You know, they want to see somebody that can win, you know, find ways to win and, you know, help the team go in the right direction. So, you know, for myself, you know, I'm just trying to make sure I do anything I can in my power to help this team win football games and get ready for football games and make sure that whenever we get into those big-time moments, we just go out there and shine and have fun and just let it free.
What do you think is the best throw you've made this year?
Best throw I've made? Jeez. I don't know. I really don't know.
Probably Jaylen on the run. Jaylen said the one to him against Michigan State, but he said he had to pick one to him. So.
Michigan State. Oh, the deep route?
I think so,
yeah. That was definitely one of them. The crazy thing about that one, it was actually kind of windy at the beginning of that game. That ball hit the wind a little bit, but it fell right where it needed to. So, I mean, that's definitely nominee one. That's one of them.
Considering the success you guys have, is it hard? It would only be natural to look back at the Arizona State game and go, man, what could have been if...
That's the thing I was saying, like, just with our mindset, you know, this team, you know, we're so mature. We know that, you know, we didn't want to lose that game, or neither did we want to lose the UCLA game. You know, but for right now, you know, just dwelling on the past, that's not going to help us win against Washington State, you know. Yeah. So we just make sure that we just continue to stay with an improved mindset, you know, just continue to push forward and, you know, focus what's right in front of us. So as far as, you know, those two games, you know, obviously people say, we wish we had it back. But at the same time, it's like, it's gone now. What are you going to do this week to help us win this week?
Have you played in the snow? Have you played in the snow or had a snow game?
No, I haven't.
is it intriguing? Because I remember, I think earlier in the season when you had the rainy game, it's like, oh, I can throw for 400, and you almost did. Is it no element can faze you?
Yeah, nah. It's just football, man. It might be fun.
Right.
I'll say that. It's gonna be cold, but you know, once you get in the game, adrenaline going there, you know, we make sure that we have ball boys get us a lot of balls, you know, so we'll make pause. So we'll make sure that we're ready for anything.
What do you think you did to allow yourself to have so much instant success? Because obviously when quarterbacks transfer in, even with familiarity in the system, it's like, okay, you can be familiar with the system, but to have the level of success that you had this season and click so quickly, just what do you think you did, or what was it that allowed you just to allow it to click so quickly?
I just feel like just building relationships, you know, I feel like that's one of the main things, you know. When you're coming from somewhere else, you know, it's already relationships built within that team already, you know, so it's just like finding your way. How can you find your way into these relationships, you know, trying to get your teammates to, you know, understand you, understand who you are, and you do the same thing with them, you know. So, you know, for a quarterback, that's definitely something that was real big for me. You know, I knew that, you know, as a quarterback, you're a natural leader, you know, but at the same time, you want to get people to follow you and trust in you. So, you know, you got to build those relationships to get it to where, okay, everything I'm doing is out of love, you know. If I didn't feel like something was right, or they didn't feel like something was right, you know, they could come at me, and I could come at them. We know that there's no disrespect there, you know. It's just love, you know, because we built that relationship. So that was one of the main things, you know, just building that relationship, and obviously building that chemistry with the guys, you know, the receivers, you know, getting timing and stuff down like that. So it's been really good, and you know, we just want to continue to keep elevating and keep pushing forward and getting better.
What have you heard about the Apple Cup from your teammates and stuff who've been here and was here last year? What have you heard about the game, and what do you think of the rivalry?
Yeah, it's just a rivalry, you know. For us, it's just another football game. You know, it's obviously a big game because, you know, it's a trophy game. You know, it's something that, you know, they have something that we really want. And, you know, we're going to make sure that we go over there and make sure that we handle business. We got to make sure that we come out prepared and just execute at a high level, you know. So, you know, I've been a part of in-state rivalries before, so I understand what it means. And, you know, I know this team left with a bad taste in their mouth last year with this game, so we want to make sure that we don't have that same feeling again.
Oh, it's going, man.
Practice was
intensive.
Is it what?
Nah, we were in Dempsey, but the scout team was like trying to impersonate the Cougs and stuff and talking a lot of crap, so it was fun.
So yeah. Speaking of talking a lot of that, you and Romich have 65 catches. Are you guys giving each other a good-natured competition?
He sucks. You know, he's a horrible receiver. There's never a competition with us. It's always, you know, just going out there and doing what we love.
Is it bizarre you each have exactly the same amount of receptions at this stage of the season?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. We always push each other in the offseason, so, I mean, for us to have the same catches is, like, kind of crazy.
Is one of you going to pay, you know, slip Mike a little something this week to get a
I might give him a little cash. Couple dollars. I might give him a little honey, but I'm not sure yet.
How are you looking at this game? What's your mindset?
I'm taking it personal. You know, last year, you know, the whole slamming the flag down on our logo, you know, we don't take that lightly. And, you know, we're playing it all over the weight room. And, you know, wherever you walk in that building, you're going to see that image. So we're taking it personal.
Jalen, you suffered with all your teammates through a 4-8 season last year. Now you're on the verge of winning 10 games and going to a pretty good bowl game. Can you fathom the switch, the change, and the fortunes?
Sure. It's just all a credit to the team, really. Just the way we approached this offseason and the way that Coach Grubb and Coach DeBoer just was honest about never letting that happen again. You know, it's a feeling that we never want to have again. So
you talked about how you have that motivation because of their celebration, but how good a team do you think Washington State is this year?
Great team. You know, 7-4. I mean, they've done some good things this season. They have a great defense, so it's going to be a great game.
Have you ever been to Pullman at all? Have you ever been there?
No, I've heard bad things about it, though.
Jalen, how would you describe Mike's season and just kind of what he's done, what he's brought, what he's provided for you guys?
Oh, phenomenal. Just leadership, and he brings a certain type of attitude every day to where, you know, his calmness, you have to kind of be calm with him. you know, he's obviously super talented, but he's also really smart. He's here every day, and he's with Grubb, and he studies a lot.
Is that something that, I mean, obviously everyone sees the skill and talent on the field. Is that something that's maybe not as regarded in what he's done this year? Is that level of behind-the-scenes stuff that you were mentioning?
I mean, behind-the-scenes, too, we have a relationship off the field, too, so... just being able to go to his house and or go to his apartment and just talk with him or watch YouTube is probably something that carries on to the field too.
What was the best throw he's made this year so far?
That's a hard one.
Hey man, how you doing?
Probably that throw to me in Michigan State.
I know. It had to be a throw to you, right?
Yeah.
Hey Jalen, I'm curious. Chef seems like has a lot of unique phrases when it comes to like be a taker, my yards, your yards.
Yep.
What are the other shepherdisms and things that are just drilled in your head that you can't get out of?
Freddie soft.
What does that mean?
Don't be soft. You know, if you slip during a route, if you get blocked and you know you get pancaked or whatever, Freddie soft. You know, there's a, you know, if you got to go block a linebacker, he always says that Freddie Soft's going to be the little angel on your ear who's telling you, you know, you're good. You don't got to block him. Just avoid it, you know. So you never want to run into Freddie Soft.
How is Shep different in terms of, I mean, he's obviously the energy, everybody sees it.
Mm-hmm.
But just the things that he's drilling in you constantly, the constant enthusiasm, all that stuff.
It's just energy. You know, every day he brings the same energy. He's never somebody different. So you're expecting that every day, and you know it translates to the field because we always want to start fast, and so I think his good energy and you know the fact that he comes in with a smile on his face every day, I think it translates to us wanting to do the same thing.
O'Dunsey.
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Letting the flow go.
Letting the flow go right now, man. We'll see what the hairstyle is come Saturday. So maybe something interesting. I don't know.
How much does last year's party the 50 stick in the back of your head?
Oh, it's something that we've been thinking about for a long time ever since it happened. You know, the disrespect. So we keep that, you know, to fuel us and make that something that we go out there and every day and practice hard and execute just like we need to. So that can never happen again.
Yeah. Is this your biggest rival? Fans always debate: is it Oregon? Is it Wazoo? Is it somebody else? How do you kind of decide who the biggest rival is?
I don't know. I think that's something the fans have to come up and decide with. I mean, who am I? I mean, I've only been here for 3 years to come here and say who our biggest rival is. I think, you know, the old heads and maybe maybe the 91 team can come and give their say. But both are big rivalries. But you know, Oregon and WSU, we don't like them. They don't like us. So we feel that.
Was it frustrating for you last week to only have the two catches on a day where the offense puts up 54?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it was a day that we got a lot of players in. It was senior night, so a lot of people got to play. We were executing the plays, you know, so efficiently. It was like bang, bang. I didn't even realize that, you know, it happened like that. But, you know, when everybody's executing and we're driving the ball, we're scoring points, that's all that matters. And, you know, those boys that have been working so hard to, you know, on scout team and been working to finally be able to get in the game, like, you know, that's worth more than, you know, getting a few more targets.
Yeah. You mentioned the party last year kind of motivating you guys. Left off the Biletnikoff list. Does that fire you up personally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that fires me up for sure. That's something that, you know, one of my goals, something that I've been striving for. But and not to make that semifinalist list definitely hurt, but just, you know, fuel to the fire, to go out there and show them that, you know, I deserve to be on that list. I deserve to be up there. I'm talked about with, you know, the great receivers in college football, but, you know, I don't have any control over the committee and their decision. I just got to, you know, keep coming out here, working hard, and hopefully I can show that on Saturday.
I believe this is your first trip to Pullman, right?
Yeah.
What have you heard from your teammates about going out there and playing these guys in that stadium?
I've heard it's cold. I heard they kind of lull you to sleep. It's only like 30,000 out there, right? So I heard that, you know, the fans are wild a little bit, but that it's not, you know, it's not Husky Stadium, but you know, they come out and they have that ferocity, and they come out and excited. So we come out there, we know it's going to be hostile, but, you know, just focusing on us, we know it's going to be cold too. So we're going to have the heat gear and everything ready. But yeah.
What do you see on film from this Cougar defense?
They've been doing well. I think they're number one in the pack for yards allowed per game. So, you know, they've been doing a great job with their defense, with their new D coordinator and all their staff. But they've been doing a good job. We're just looking to, you know, exploit that. Look at some of the things Oregon put up, some numbers against them, looking at what they did, and, you know, just looking at ways to exploit it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No, not necessarily. I think, you know, we have a lot of big goals for our team in mind, and you know, we want to go achieve a Pac-12 championship and go win a big time bowl game, and so those are the things that we usually try to, you know, point our focus towards. But you know, it's the Apple Cup. I mean, everyone cares. It's going to be an emotional game. You know, people are going to be flying around hitting hard. So I'm excited for it. Yeah, of course.
So you may have been asked this before, but what does kind of last year's whole disrespect and like playing the flag, what kind of motivation does that bring the team going into this year?
It's like I just said, you know, it's something I'll never forget. You know, it's the ultimate. It's, to me, that was the ultimate disrespect, and it was really a line that was crossed. I think that's something that you just don't do, and so it's hard to let go of it. I don't think any of us really have, and I don't know if any of us ever will that were part of that last year. You know, but I think going into this game, it's just all about us. You know, we can't control the past. We can't control that game. We can't control the circumstances that we were under. You know, we can only go forward and, you know, try and, you know, win the cut back. So that's what we're here to do.
What testament do you think it speaks to this team going from a 4-win season last year to being on the verge of a 10-win season, going to a pretty prominent bowl game?
Honestly, I just think it's ultimately a reflection of the character of me and all my brothers around me. You know, we're all hard workers. We all have kept our head down and stayed humble, you know, rolled with the punches and been resilient. And I just think that's the type of team we are. Whether, you know, we're down, up, whatever, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep scratching and clawing. And, you know, we're going to find a way. And I've just been so proud of the guys, you know. I mean, the circumstances last year compared to this year, you know, or night and day, and I'm just so glad that we've stayed together and came closer through it all. So
Coach Grubb was just recently named a finalist for Assistant Coach of the Year. Can you just speak a little bit about what he brings and just the kind of coach he is?
Yeah, Grubster, man. I love Grubb. He's an amazing, amazing coach. I'm so lucky to be able to be a part of his offense and learn from him and all of our amazing offensive coaches. And, you know, the thing I love about Grubb the most is, you know, just the standard that he holds us to, and he never budges on it. You know, it's the standard is the standard with him, and if you're not coming and bringing it every day, he's going to let you hear it. He's going to let you know it, and, you know, we're always chasing consistent improvement. So, I mean, that's what Grubb makes us be dedicated to the most.
And last one for me. Undefeated at home this year. Can you just speak a little bit to what that means to you guys just as a team?
Yeah, it was an awesome feeling. It's so special, and I think we're just – this season and this 22 legacy that we're leaving behind as the players for this year, you know, that's just another special milestone and achievement that we got to, you know, we get to hang on to for forever. And, you know, it's just so cool. I mean, it means the best, especially from going last year and, you know, losing so many games here and disappointing our fans. And, you know, it's just nice to bring everything back to where it needs to be.
Westover.
you know how it is. Wazoo.
Do you remember growing up with this rivalry, and what do you remember about Apple Cups as a kid growing up here?
Yeah, I mean, I just remember, you know, it was kind of during the dark days of Washington football for sure. So it was kind of back and forth, and it was, you know, both teams weren't very good in those days. So, but, you know, it always meant a lot, though. I mean, you'd hear about it from your friends and, you know, some family members if you didn't pull it out on top. And so that's what it comes down to this week.
Yeah, a chance to win 10 games either way, whether this week or bowl game or whatever, after going 4-8 a year ago. What does that mean to you?
It means the world. I mean, it's just like you want to, you know, I got here, it was 2018, and that year we made it to the Rose Bowl, and, you know, and then since last year we went 4-8, and then, you know, when you come to a place, you want to leave it better than you found it, and I feel like this year I'm going to have the opportunity to do that.
So yeah.
It's really a blessing, and I'm excited, yeah.
This has been a team in Washington State that has gone from an offensive kind of minded team to a now defensive minded team. It's funny, even for me, asking you guys about the Cougar defense. What do you see on film from these guys that makes them as good as they've been?
I think schematically it's probably the best defense we're going to face. They're just really unique, really well coached, and none of their guys are like, there's no indecisiveness on that defense. They're going, and a lot of stemming, a lot of movement up front. They're fast. They make a lot of plays and a lot of tackles for loss and all that. So it's unique, but I'd say I just describe their defense as fast. And
You mentioned 2018 being your first year. I believe that was the snowball game out there. Did you travel for that game?
I did not, but I was still a young buck, 215.
So this is your 215, wow. So this is your first Apple Cup game in Pullman as a player.
Yep.
What have you heard from guys about what it's like to play out there?
Yeah, it's a lot louder than you think. It's, you know, it's a small stadium, but, I mean, they bring it, and, you know, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to have a lot of childhood friends, you know, going against me that night, so it'll be funny.
Got Jackson Kirkland. Jackson, you know, just let's start it off. You know, last year they were dancing on the 50-yard line for you guys, planted the flag, all that stuff. I know it's not the singular motivation to win this game. There's a lot of other things riding on it, but does that play into anything for you guys' preparation this week?
Yeah, it certainly plays a motivational factor for sure. It lights a fire under all of us. You know, unfortunately reminiscing on that happening last year, but thing about it is, like you said too, the word motivating, that's kind of been the catalyst for this week. But at the end of the day, though, it can't be all built off that. We got to limit the emotions in the game and treat it like another football game.
Looking back on how you guys did against Colorado and Oregon the last couple weeks and everything like that, you guys continue to keep Mike clean. Going into the season, did you guys see that this was going to be, I mean, granted you didn't play the first few games, but did you see this as you guys being able to just keep Mike upright for all but five times during the season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we take huge pride in that as an O-line. That's our standard. Coach Huff says the motto, and we say it. It's a my man won't touch the quarterback mentality or won't make the play mentality. And it just goes back to all the prep we have. And, yeah, when we give Mike time, great things happen. We've proved that.
So this year you're playing left guard, played right guard before. How different is that? A lot of people who've never played offensive line don't understand. The sets are different. Everything's the exact opposite of what you did on the other side.
Right, certainly. When you change side to side, it's honestly like riding left-handed as opposed to riding right-handed. Your coordination, your feet are totally different because now you're pushing off one leg and using that mainly as all the power. And there's a little bit of adjustment, but moving to left guard wasn't as much an adjustment in terms of the legs and feet standpoint because I played left tackle, so I was already in a left-handed stance.
For 2 years, right?
Exactly, yeah. So it was an easy transition.
As far as being a leader on the team, you, Henry, and Corey are kind of the old men on the offensive line. Is it weird to think this is your last regular season game?
It is, definitely, and it still hasn't set in, and it's crazy because us three have been here for so long, but yeah, we're definitely three old guys, and yeah, it'll set in, I'm sure, when we're done, but yeah, we're just kind of focused on this last game.
Last Apple Cup, give me one of your best Apple Cup memories that you can remember. Obviously last year is probably not going to do that, but
easily 2018, playing in the snow and, you know, going on to win the North and then compete for the Pac-12 championship. That was just one of the best Husky football memories I've had. And, you know, what better night we could have asked for in that game.
Up front on the defensive end, what does Washington State provide?
Yeah, they're a very technically sound defense, and their stats speak for themselves in terms of their Pac-12 standings on defense. You know, they do a great job, and they have a great scheme, and it presents a great challenge for us, and I'm looking forward to that on Saturday.
Eddie.
They really should have beat Oregon and Utah, so I see them as, like, one of those high-caliber teams, first and foremost. You know, the quarterback is, like, very talented. You know, it's a high-powered offense. And we just got a good job, you know, matching their tempo and, you know, like, doing our bits.
Where were you out on the field, or what was your viewpoint of the flag planting last year? Not viewpoint, it's an opinion, but where were you
at? Oh, man, it was I mean, our strength coach at the time pulled me back in before any of that happened, so most of us were inside. But it's just it was just a sickening feeling, you know, just to understand that, you know, we didn't give those guys the proper send-off that they deserved. And, you know, especially our seniors and the people who, you know, fought for this university for years and years. So, you know, we gotta make it up for them.
Yeah, how much is there a residual element of wanting to just send a message with this game? Because you haven't, you didn't play Wazoo in 2020 with COVID year, yeah. Lost to them last year. How much is there an extra taste of wanting to get that last year's result out of their mouth?
I mean, it's the Apple Cup. It's literally the biggest game in the state. So, I mean, you gotta take that extra umph to it, you know. Like, respect the alums that came before us. And, you know, we got to play Husky football, you know, at the end of the day, you know. What we did last year, that wasn't Husky football, and we gotta make up for a lot of people.
So Eddie, just talk about your comfort level now. I mean, different defense. You're what, third game in? I know you've been practicing for a long time too, but just tell me about your comfort level right now.
It gets better every single day, every single week. I feel like, one, I'm like learning the playbook more, and I can go through my progressions a whole lot faster. And two, I just feel like my body and my mind are like becoming more and more in sync. So we're like what I'm thinking is like exactly where I'm moving. I'm like, all right, move there. So it's getting easier and easier to play in this defense for sure.
How much fun did you have last week? Because you were finally, what'd you get, 40 snaps, something like that?
Yeah.
So how nice was it to just be out there for 40 snaps after only getting, what, 7 snaps against Oregon?
Oregon State. Yeah, I mean, it's just fun playing football. You know, that's, like I said earlier, it's just like they let the dog out the cage, and now he's just running around free. So I'm enjoying every single second of it, most definitely, yeah.
What's the best Apple Cup memory that you have so far?
Ooh. I would say the one that we would find out to be Pete's last game, because it was only like my second start. And so this is like, okay, like this is like the Apple Cup. And I always saw like highlights of like Azeem and Keyshawn just going crazy. And so when I got a sack in that Apple Cup, that was I kind of felt like I was part of history right there. So
was that 2018, 2019?
2019, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eddie, I'm just curious. I know you weren't playing by the end of last season. Were you on the sideline? What was your vantage point of last year's game?
It was just like kind of like disbelief. I mean, we were kind of like we were being pulled inside when all that was happening, so we didn't really get to see that until like after we left, and we were just like, wow, they really did that. So it was just you know, and like I said earlier, you know, we got to make up, you know, what happened last year to a lot of Husky faithful.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.